You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Simen Lam Zayin. Kol Eidus Yishladim Anah Ba-Basalayit. Nogeya. This is what we had in Ba-Basalayit. So you meant Gimel, Mandalud. Kol Eidus Yishladim Anah Ba-Basalayit. Lefikach. Kakash Ashnei Shutfim. Like we had the sugars, this is like a mem gimel. Kaka sheshnei shutfim. Vo echad lo tziya mitachas yad ha-acher. Lomar shos shmachlem gazla mimeni, mimenu. En shutum ein lo alea. Lef sal edi ha-ma'are. He's no gay beidus. He's a partner in the field. So the Ktzai Springs, we mentioned this in the daf a few times. Be'ir Shushan. The Ktzai quotes in Ir Shushan. Kosav. Why is no gay apostle? Is it because he's afraid he's going to lie, or is it because he's a karev? So, the Ir Shushan writes, because if it's a Purim Dikatara, Ir Shushan.
Why is he a karev? Why is he a karev?
Ah, because
karev he's... Karev to himself.
Yeah, right. So he's Baldover. Really. Right, he's karev to himself. Ir Shushan Kosev. The Lam Mishum Dikashnil and the Meshaker. It's not because we suspect he's lying. Just because he's not good doesn't mean you're going to lie because you have a benefit. Al Mishudam Karvet Salatzma, because you're related to yourself. Adam Karvet Salatzma. Because of Cain, Mishum the Kashile. The Gemara we asked, we had the Gemara in Baba Basra. Amrinan, Hamocha Sadal Chavera, Shalom Bach Reis. If you sell a property to your friend, Shalom Bach Reis. So that means if your Malva takes it away, you won't have to pay the guy. You sold it to him without any guarantee. So now you want to, now, ain't made law love. Now you want to, you're lokeach, to stay with the karka wine. See, if you sold it, b'achrayas, so you gain nothing, whether your balchov collects it, or, because then you owe him the money. See, if you sold the field b'achrayas, mamanav shech, you don't care, you're roofing the money or shimming the money. If I sold the property with a guarantee, so now somebody wants to take away that property from my purchaser. So if I'm, I don't have to pay him anyway, so I benefit by this way. I won't be a lover rush of a lo yashali. Legabi him too bad. I sold it to him without a guarantee, so I'm not a lover rush. If you sold it with a guarantee, instant ben. If you sold it with a guarantee, so that means if my creditor, I sold to you property with a guarantee. If my credit takes it away from you, I'll have to compensate you. So I'm a lover rush of Lay Shalom either way. But if you sold it without a guarantee, so you can't testify on behalf of your purchaser, because Mishum Damid of Nebal Chova, Kiyechi, the Gemara explains in Baba Basa, I don't want to be a lover rush. And if I have the benefit that I won't be a lover of Russia, you know,
no,
I mentioned...
No, I didn't understand that. I didn't understand what we learned, and I still don't understand it. We have no bankruptcy law in Judaism. Which means that
so
even Tysis, if I don't have money...
Eventually, you're going to have to think questions.
Eventually, yeah. You're going to have
to... Tysis, we're going to learn. We're going to learn about that
right.
On the other side of the page. The answer to your kasha is a Tysis that's quoted on Sif Yud on the other side of the page. We're going to address that.
Is it like so remote? Is that what he is?
No.
No?
Just because it's the future. You're not no gay of something future. Turn around. I see Tzira doesn't want to wait. Sif Yud, turn over the sheet. It's right here. Kol Eitz Tysis Teretz to your Kashitzvi. Kol Eicha da Ashtein no gay beidus. Pishis Asher yehende beidus al Kashalayit. That's the answer. In the Mechaba, Shulchan Aruch. Offen the Mechaba. It's a Tysis. So offen the Mechaba. Shom Leich Mechaim.
I asked him in Florida to the Rebbe who was saying it, and he didn't accept anything I said.
Okay.
I didn't even know what I was talking about.
That's why he's in Florida.
Don't judge, Mr.
Okay. Baruch Hashem. So, So we're learning about Nogea this week, Chaim. We're going to have the Ketzaisin, Nogea Be'edus, very important questions, interesting questions in Choshem Mishpat. So, you remember the Gemara, Chaim, and Baba Basra. If I sell you property without a guarantee, and now somebody is trying to take that property away from you, so I cannot testify on your behalf, because, why am I Nogea? I should be a lover Russian. Because I have nothing. I don't have any property. I have nothing. I have nothing. My malve. So if I testify your behalf, I'm gaining that I won't be malve yoshayim. By the way, many paiskim say it's only the gear of money. This is a raya. I don't understand. Because many paiskim say the gears has to be money. I think I mentioned this in the shir. From here, you're seeing the gears is not money. This gears is not money. What you're saying is money. That's the mechab I just showed you. It's a village. It's just money. I don't want to be a lover of Rosh. It's, or reputation. Like, well, that's two teirutzim. So the Irsh Hashanah. Again, we're in the Ksaisif Katna Aleph. We're doing two Ksaisim tonight. Nogeyachayim, it's a big machlok, sachreinim and rishonim. If Nogay is puzzled because you're afraid he's going to lie, or because he's a baldover. So he says, "Hamar chesed l'chaver shel bachrayus, milav mishen v'amid v'fnei bachova, ki heich in order to l'havi love Russia l'shal." I don't want to be a love of Russia. Uvazeh lo shayach l'meimar. He's going to lie, which is a big aveira. La Rosh Hashanah, I'm a lying in court. L'chor lying in court is at least as big, or maybe a bigger aveira. The shayach l'meimar, the mishak l'ad mishen v'lav l'lav l'shalim. Russia gotal. There's no greater Russia. Yosim is at the shaker meid ulachach. L'chein kosev. There are time mishum shaker. It's not the reason. If that would be the reason, it wouldn't make sense that he's going to lie. So he shouldn't be a Russia. El mishum da adam kovitz alatzma. You're a karev. It means you're benefiting from here. So that means you lie. It means because it's like you're a baldav. It's like you're testifying on yourself.
You can't say palgin and dibor in such a case. You don't say my ages, right?
No, well, you do say palgin and dibor. There's a big machlekes. I was studying a ksais about that recently, this week, about palgin and dibura. If you divide the nemanus, or you divide the words, it's a big sugi. Palgin and dibur is another hard sugi, another ksais, another for another day.
Here it wouldn't work because if you want to be old for the other guy, you automatically benefit. You can't split.
Over shach kas of lahakshos. So shach is an ur shushan. Dim kain. The ktsais will answer this. Lachuv laman eman. So why are you neman lachuv?
If you're karev.
Yeah.
But that's not karev.
Lachuv laman eman. So what? Your karev is not neman.
Well, karev comes from the fact that you're benefiting. That's
no. The gemara is no. Karev means you can't testify karev, not because you're afraid he's going to lie. It didn't karev. So if it's whether it's beneficial or detrimental to me, I'm still in the case. So kelam neman came in the karev possibly in the schus ben lechovev. Maybe the Ramban. Oh, Ramban says no. We're afraid you're going to lie. Ramban really has two terutzim and another mesecht we'll see later in the ktsais. B'shem Rabbi Yosef Alevi, that's the Rimagash. Shekos v'chidush pechas sabatim, like Sam said, your reputation. Don't love the kruya in shaylov Rosh Hashanah. B'shem demichavim lo tzidei briyas, his reputation. That's the answer. If I lie in court, nobody knows. Lo yet love Rosh Hashanah, I'm right, worried about my reputation.
Nobody might catch you, but here you'll be caught.
Yeah.
That's it.
If you owe money, people say this guy's a Rosh, he doesn't pay up his chavis. So lie in court to keep his reputation. You should. That's the Teretz Ramban brings. Now the Ktsais is going to answer the Shach's kasha. Took me a little while to chap that he's answering the Shach's kasha.
Could you explain before when we say Dimkei Lechov Lama Nema?
That's the Shach's question. The Shach is saying Bishlama.
In another case, or this?
No. He's saying if you're going to say that Nogea is puzzled, he's afraid you're going to lie. So it's only if it's Nogea for your benefit. You're not going to lie for your detriment. It's only for your benefit.
Lachuv,
detriment. Again, lachuv. Lachuv, to your detriment. If you're testifying to your detriment, you shouldn't be neman either because you're no gay, you're a karev. If it's a psul karev, so I said in the daf, I remember from my poor memory, I said it was a machlekes, the tumim and the tshuvas harash, if nekohel lechavaso is possible or not. See, the shach is assuming. One way, I thought, I'd have a chance to research it. So he says, Dim Kane, Lachuv, he's assuming you are Neman if it's to your detriment. But if you're Karev, you shouldn't be Neman at all. So you know what the Ktsais answers? The Ktsais answers, Ain Mash Kazav Simon Lamed Dalet, another famous Ktsais. Sifkat and Dalet and Lamed Dalet, Simon Lamed Dalet, 3 Simonim ago. The Tama, the Dem Nemel Atzmo, Afu the Karvula Atzmai. See, the Achronim ask, how am I, Hodas Paldin Kmeidim Dami, I'm a Karaiv. How you say Hodas Paldin Kmeidim Dami? You're a Karaiv. How can you be testified? How can you
testify?
The Chain Nitnatar Nehmanis, it's Machlek Samarival. It's a famous Machlek.
You don't have anybody else owning Nehman for yourself, so there's no Nehmanis.
The Ksais learns it's Nehmanis. The Marival holds like you'd see. You can try all you want. It's Machlek, the Ksais and the Marival and Lamedalah. That's the Ksais we often study. Mishum Dechein Nitnatar Nehmanis, Nehmanis, Lechol Adam al Atzmai. On myself, there's Nehmanis, the Yeshbo Kolapsulim, Shu Eved O Isha. He's an Eved and Isha, he's only one witness. There's a din of Nehmanis al Atzmo, Begam Eino El Echad. You're only one. The Teretz says, El Dat Torah Le Omra Pishnaim, look what he says to me. El Dat Torah Le Omra Pishnaim, Edom Yakum Davril, Shemer El Acherin. When it's Nogea, me, I'm believed Lechavasi, only to my detriment, Al Atzmo Nehmano. Now, it's true that there are other Achronim, the Marival, who learns that Hodas Baldin is like Midin Matana. It's not Midin Nehmanis. That's the big debate. It's a great debate. Hundreds and hundreds
What's
of years.
I think it's sort of a fiction.
You know what the Ksais is Kasha? See, Nafkamin I can't give you, but I can give you proofs.
I'll give you a case. What happens when you have to wear the Machrishim?
Oh, that's clear. So that's one of the kashas on the Ktsais. They ask on the Ktsais, if it's Nehmanis, how do you know he's Nehman over to Edom?
He's not.
He is.
Yeah, he is, because it's not Nehmanis.
Ah! Oh. So you're Mechavim Tzvi. So when I was looking over the Achrayim on that Machloikis, that's one of the kashas, the Achrayim ask on the Ktsais. Bishlam, if it's a gift. So who cares what Edom say? I'm giving a gift. I want to give money. But if you hold it's Nehmanis, who said the Nehman more than to Edom? They ask that on the Ksais. That cash is a question on the Ksais. It's a real question.
But
Tzvi is asking. If it's Nehmanis, so maybe it's not more than to Edom. It's clear in Shas that Hodas Baldin Kmeidim, it overrides Edom. Yeah, right. Yeah, I know, it's a misnomer. I once mentioned Hodas going to Kmeidim, it's more than Edom. It overrides Edom. So he answers. The Ksais answers, you know why if you know Gehle Chavasi and Neman, Hodas Baldin Kmeidim. I want to bring you the Raya Tzvi. I might as well, since Tzvi is asking a good kasha on the Ksais, I'll tell you one of the Rayas of the Ksais. Because you remember the Gemara we had in Babas, I think, on the first Barak in Zion, maybe? Kolomer lo davisi, kolomer lo paraiti. If a guy says, you owe me money, and I say, I owe you money. He says, you owe me money. I say, I never borrowed money from you. And then he brings a contract that he borrowed. So you say, I'm a lo davisi, kolomer lo paraiti. That's not matana. See, that's not, I'm not giving you nothing. But there we say, Hodas Baldin Kmeidim Dami. It's a riot, it's Nehmanis. That's the riot to the other side street. The Lovisi Kamer Lo Paraiti. I'm not giving him anything. I'm saying Lo Lovisi. So that's one of the kashas I noticed. That supports the Ktsaisa sheet. It's Nehmanis. Because it wouldn't be Nehmanis. So
and if he brings to Edom in that case,
see,
they would also owe him.
No.
If he brings Edom that is Paraiti, he's believed. The Edom will be believed.
No. If he says Lolovisi, so it's like
and
to Edom.
If he changes his mind, when they bring Edus that he was Loiva, they bring Edus that he did borrow.
So
he
say,
can't say at that point Paraiti.
No. He's already said Lolovisi, you admitted you love Paraiti.
Edom, that's Paraiti, of course. Then
No.
Then that is right to the first.
Right. That's right. It says. It's on the Vav.
That is right to the first.
That's
scared him away.
Scared him away. Okay, so that's the Ksais's Teretz. The Ksais's answer is that Lechavaso to din of Hodas Baldin. That's why Lechavasi and Nema. The Shach is why you Nema Lechavaso if you're Baldover. That's Chavasu is Hodas Baldin Kmeidin. That's the Ksais's answer to the Shas Kasha. Let's get to the next Ksais quickly. The next Ksais, Rabbi Yisai, that's Sifkat Nehei. Turn over the page, and the Ksais is going to shoot down the aside of the Mechaber. You said Tzvi, it's a Taisvis in Babas, a little Taisvis. Kalecha da Ashtin on a Gebeidus, because the Gemara says, well, what's the difference if he pays up or not, if he has no money anyway? Fake Taisvis, there's no bankruptcy, he may get money next week. Taisvis answers, that's not no Gebeidus, what may happen next week. That's the Mecha B'chaim in Sif Yud. Okay?
Is part of that because they think it's really remote that he's going to make the money? Because if it was tomorrow,
I know what you mean.
Investing in the stock market.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I think he would be a real Negev with
Nova. Yeah, I understand. Yeah. I agree. If it's common, if it's something like he has investments and it's then you wouldn't say this. It means just make a day. See, I don't have to say remote. I'm saying remote is a little remote, but you have to say it's remote. But okay, so let's look in the Ketzai. He's going to put a hole through it. He's going to say two very interesting things, Rabbi said. Da'ashtein and Nogeya. Dovah zemavua kamapam and berishonim begam b'achroinim. This principle, that if you're at Nogeya now, it doesn't matter if I'll be Nogeya next week. Da'ashtein and Nogeya. As long as I'm not Nogeya now. Afgavimis asher. Someday make money. Can't declare bankruptcy. Taisis kasha. So it's a big nafkamina even... It's a big nafkamina, whether you don't own the money or not. If you paid it, it's a nafkamina. Forget about love of Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, my nafkamina. Nafkamina is? The Gemara asks, my nafkamina, you don't have money anyway. So the Gemara is mechadish, love of Rosh Hashanah. It's a big nafkamina if you'll make money later. So Taisa says, Kevin de Achshavein and Ogeya, lo chashina le shemis asher. We're not afraid, lo chashina and shemis asher. Right, so it's mashma. Well, in the tonight, the Gemara says, niradein le meidem zakla lechol duchti. This is not a rule. He quotes the Gemara in Ksubis, Tafzadi Beis. Dinu does a little mafzile. The case is like this: Reuven sold the field to Shimon with Achrayas, and now somebody is wants to take away that field from Shimon. So Reuven is a baldover. Reuven is allowed to come and claim mafzi. In that Gemara Ksubis, we've been arguing in the Daf for weeks what Mafzi means. So I found that Gemara Ksubis, Mafzi means to go to court on his behalf. It's a Gemara Ksubis. We've been arguing about this for a few weeks. The word Mafzi, we had Art Scroll Machlok. So the Art Scroll, then Art Scroll contradicted itself. They said it means money. This is an open Gemara because it's the same Gemara Baba Kametzvi, and they don't use the word Mafzi. See, in Ksubis, it's the same Gemara, Baba Kama, Daf Ches, and the Gemara in Ksubis. But in Ksubis, they used the word Mifzi, but it's not Nogea. The point is like this. Reuven sold the piece of property to Shimon. And now somebody wants to take it away from Shimon. So the din is Reuven is considered a baldover. Reuven can legislate, can get involved. Reuven can get involved in the din because, why? Because if he loses it, he's going to come back to Reuven. Reuven sold to Shimon without Christ. Here he sold it to him with a guarantee. So if it's taken away from Shimon, he goes back to Reuven. So that's what it says. Dino does Reuven Fafsi. The Eitling, Maritah says, what's my nafkamina? Whatever Reuven Katina, Tyson Subis doesn't ask it well. And Baba Kami asks it better. Tanina. See, if I sell you property, whatever I can claim, they'll claim for you. So my nafkamina that I can come and claim. You never din tanin and lokeach. So whatever I come to claim, the claim for you.
Because he buys all the rights of the seller.
That's so dinu dozu and mafzili. The ein lomar the nafkamina. So this taisa says the nafkamina. The ein lomar the nafkamina sha'edim hamekaimim ashtar shel balchov. The nafkamina kon sha'edim hamekaimim ashtar shel balchov. The Edim that a Mekayim the Shtar Shel Bachoiv Kroivim L'Reuven. This Tais is another two Nafkamines. It goes both ways. If the Edim a Mekayim the Shtar Shel Bachoiv Kroivim L'Reuven, they're related to Reuven. The Einim Kroivim L'Shimon. You have witnesses that are Mekayim the Shtar of the Balchoiv, and the Kroivim L'Reuven, they're related to Reuven.
Then
Kroivim
L'Shimon.
So if Reuven wouldn't be a baldover, they could testify against Shimon. Vein and Krovim l'Shimon. Vim lo yeh Reuven baldvarim yechamun l'kaima. So Reuven is, if he wouldn't be a baldover, the Edim, it's not Nogea, it's only Nogea Shimon. The creditor wants to take it away from Shimon. So Taisus says, no, doesn't make a difference. Afilu mishtoi dina badi Shimon. even if
the
creditors are suing Shimon, Reuven is not in the case. A few mishtaydim by the Shimon, lamatzi mekaimale. They can't be mekaim the shtar, the proven caving the taraf leminei basa Reuven also. So in other words, whether Reuven is a bal dover in the case, Taisa says it doesn't matter because caving taraf leminei basa Reuven also. Now, Rabbi said, there the loy of Reuven has nothing. Reuven has no property now. See, he says, Shimon doesn't come to Reuven, but Reuven has nothing now. See, in this case in Taisvis, obviously Reuven has no property. What's the Malva doing to Shimon for? Reuven owes money, and he sold his property to Shimon. So the creditors are going to Shimon. The Leslie Lalova Klum. The law of Reuven has nothing. The ain't the from the chasm shubadim. She's lost him lechar. It's right. The tzais. If Reuven had property, couldn't go to Shimon. So if he's going to Shimon, Reuven has nothing. Then came Krovi Reuven. Freit the tzais. Krovi Reuven. Lama yidu. Why can't they testify? Kevin shenaf gusel Reuven. There's no difference. Reuven to ashta ain't lo. Now he doesn't have ulshem is asher lo chashis. So he has nothing now. Are you that afraid he'll get wealthy later? We have a yisod in the Mechaber here. Now he has nothing. So what are you worried? That Shimon will sue Reuven when he gets money? But now he has nothing. The Ktsois is bringing a ride from Taisvis that we're worried in the future. What's going to happen in the future makes you no gayer. Taisvis says, if the Krovim of Reuven are testifying in Shimon's case, since if Reuven gets property later, that makes the relatives of Reuven psulim lo the ashtein lo limps asher lo chayshes. So he says, "Vafi Reuven guva yoed." Reuven himself, even Reuven should be able to testify. Va'oid. The tzai says the kash. The name lo chayim l'shem is asher. They're going to say, carry this to the extreme. You only go by now. You don't go by the future. Now he has no money. Im kenim ha'oni ha'ani alove. The lova is very poor. Yidu krovav. His relatives, Sheparasht Achov, Vashtik Sherimim. Yidu Krovav, Sheparasht Achov, Vashtik Sherimim. It can be ridiculous. The Krovin says, Ezeu Negra Seichel Asvarisha. Comes out, you only go by now. You can't say you only go by now, because then So what's Pshat the Mechabis? The Gensois is going to say a big Yisai. It's funny, the Nesivis holds this way also, but he argues with the Ktsais. We'll soon discuss the Machlags, Nesivis, and the Ktsais. L'cheiner, fish, lefi maimah oimer. The pasul nogei eno mishum mishak, el mishum dadmav karvitz alatzma. We're going back to that chakir. Nogei is not shash mishakar, it's adam karv it's alatzma. Because you become a baldover when you're nogei. V'yak ha-savnim simon la-medal. May high-time. Nelut schaloid kosher minato. If you take money to be made, you're kashim in atar. You know that, Rabbi? They pay you to testify. You're kashim in atar. Came lo chashin lo mishak v'shal nos mama. A guy's not going to lie for money.
He can't take money from one side. He has to take money from the best.
No.
He's allowed to take from one side?
Yes. Midorais.
They really have a kashim mishak.
Okay. He brings riots. He brings riots from Emarivai. That if you're being paid to testify, your edus is kosher. You're not going to testify falsely for money. Doesn't matter who. Well, the Nesiv is going to argue on this. I'll soon discuss that. The Ktsai says, Notel schalo don't lahayid, kosher minatayr. Kim lakshin lamashak, mishanos mam, shemari bin leif. It's a mari bin leif. Five shemanan discar. Do chachnu. He, the Ktsais, proves in Siman Lama Dalet, earlier 3 Simanim ago, that notel schar lo oed kosher minatar. Yipasef atar no geya. Only no geya. Yipasef you no geya.
Because it's karav latzma.
The karav latzma. But for money, you're not going to lie. Not only for benefit, for money. A yid's not going to lie for money. You're a baldover, but not for money, you're not going to lie.
Isn't he in the geya if he's getting paid? That itself is
you are listening to BensTorah.com.
If he doesn't testify, he's not going to get it.
So that should make him a baldover, you mean?
So
should make him a baldover. Alogeh mishum krov latzma, l'meid natzma. Avonot eschal lohayet. So look what he says, to answer your good question. Avonot eschal lohayet, ein ha'edus nogeh la'atzma l'alachem. Notas chaloid, the edus is not negil atzma lechem. I'm edus saying something else. It's indirect. It's not on the edus. The ksais is going to make a chiluk between the edus, and you know you're getting a benefit. But the edus is not about me. The edus is not about me. You can't be calling me a baldover on this edus because I'll make money with this edus. It doesn't make me a baldover. It makes me benefiting from the edus, so that's we don't care.
I think he's barely saying you could testify either way. You're going to get paid.
No, that's the nesivus shita. I'm sorry, we'll talk about that in a minute. Mm-hmm. I know you don't like this. So he doesn't like when you're getting paid to be made a certain thing. That's in the nesivus obvious. I'll soon discuss it with the Gemara. I have a strong argument with someone on the Gemara in Subis. You're benefiting, but you're not a baldover. The edus has nothing to do with me. I'm just getting paid. I'm getting hanoah by doing this edus. Kashim and atar. Aynsha. Now, I'll tell you the excise is raya. I'll tell you what they say. Sigmarik Subis. You know, Maitzi Shemra, you have to bring edim, hire edim. Maitzi Shemra, you only chayev if you hire edim to testify on the woman that she committed to adultery. And one second, and it says in the Halakha Torah, then emes hadavar, if they become zaymimim, so then you kill, then the husband pays knas. The knas of Motzi Shemra, ironic, is not enough just to slander your wife. You have to conspire to kill her. You bring edim that she committed adultery, and when the mazim those edim, singing subis memhei, you pay knas. And it says, "When emes hayad davar, if you're not mazim the edim, you kill." I think it says you hired the edim. You hired the edim. So the Chashan Aaron says, "The Chayes thought of that." The Chashan Aaron says it means emes hayad means if you didn't hire the edim. But the pashtus is that this you brought edim. If you're not mazim them, emes hayad davar means you hired them. You have to hire the edim.
That's the pashtus.
So the pashtus, and that's what Chayes says, it's a shtickel raya. That even hired Adam a kosher midaraisa. They're still kosher Adam. So one Rosh Yeshiva, he wants to suggest that the Ktzais made a mistake on this raya. It's not an our Ktzais. He says, it's not a raya. He meant you just hired, you're paying them, but you're paying them for their tericha. You're paying them.
Well, that's what you generally think of.
That's when you're paying the aid. What are you paying them for? Are you paying to testify? So the reason I thought it's a shtus. You know why it's a shtus? What he's saying, because when we say the husband is hiring Adam, yeah, only if he's hiring Adam. What do you think he's hiring Adam?
He's trying to cheat.
Hey, he wants to get Adam to get her killed. He's obviously hiring Adam. Testify that she committed adultery.
Right.
That's why it's a shtus. I saw one safer. I don't want to. I will not zog though. So when Sefer brought to me laughing, because he wanted to learn that it's no stira, Seicher Edom means just to pay the Edom, either, you know, testify for that Tericha. The Tzais means, even if you hired, not like the Nesivus is, even if you hire Edom to say, because it's Muchen Subis, the husband is hiring Edom, but he's just paying the Edom to testify. He wants to conspire to kill her.
How could it be that these Edom are kosher?
Because people will not lie in court for money.
Aha,
what am I offering? You're paying me to take.
So why is his husband doing it?
He thinks he can buy it. He thinks for a few dollars he can buy a Jew to testify in court. Yeah, we say the halach is if two Edom testify, you're being paid to testify. So you're right. It's a big machlok sachreinim, but to me it's pashit. It's pashit in the Gemara Subis.
Man, it's because he's chesus conscious.
Yeah. They paid him to testify that, but he wouldn't do that. So if he testified that, he's kosher. So the kids are, now the Ksai says, okay. So that Ksai can bring the right.
Hey, you want to hear a funny thing? If you pay a judge, it's shaykhah, and the worst
right,
in the world.
Right, paying a judge, if they both pay it.
And his deed is void. His deed is void, he works for force. If you pay the judge, it's void. He's not allowed to take money from one side. Right? I think that's a Masechta.
I mentioned
it before.
I mentioned it.
Because his mind is... I see, one is talking fact. So facts, maybe you could...
Judgment.
The judge, you can't do it because you got away. You got away. It's not a good distinction.
It's a puzzle.
It's a Mishnah Bechairus. I'm looking up the Mishnah
Bechairus. Yeah, it's a Mishnah Bechairus. That's right.
Not bad.
Yes.
Okay. Not the Schaladun.
Yeah, towards the end of Bechairus.
Not the end of
it. You know why? Because the judge who has to come in and rule on whether the Bechairus has a mum or not.
Mishta Davchav Tes in Bechairus. Hanoitel Scha Lodun, it's Davchav Tes, middle of Bechairus. Hanoitel Scha Lodun, Dina Betail. Lahoyed, Edusa Betail. But the Ksai says it's selling the Rabbana. No, Mavdavka. It could be not the Scha Lodun is Midarais. The Ksai, what we're learning now is not the Scha Lodun, Dina Betail is only Midarabana. I just wanted to check that thing. You said it didn't. I wanted to make sure it said that. Okay. So what does the Ketzayis say? Vinto vinas ha-shalafanach. Let's get the aside of the Ketzayis. Tach mil sadash tein enogehu nilmed pekhes abatem. Now he says over the Taisvisvi that we've been quoting. Kabi mochesod de shalobach rites. If I sell a piece of property to you, shalobach rites. And in a love, I can't testify on your behalf that you'll keep the property, even though that... I sold it without a guarantee. The Gemara says, "Vixi wants." So the Gemara asks, "My nafkamina." So the Gemara, this is the kash. The Gemara asks, "Uparach yesli akrit didei hada." If he has other property, then the bachov doesn't go to collect from this guy. And if he has no other property, my nafkamina. So and that toisus is chayim. Ivi yesli parikiva. Vixu betoisus. Hanafkamina says Asher. What do you mean Hanafkamina? If he becomes wealthy next week, so Taisa says you don't become Baldover, something that's going to happen next week. The hell of misery shining. Taisa says Amem Hey and Baba Basa. The Chshina says Ashnogea. Ah, the Kasher Tetaktek Timsa. The Zeshma Midu Bnei Balchovam. Enogea Psul Menatayra. It's Enogea Hapsul Menatayra. It's not in the Gias Midaraisa. See, he's saying, I'm not being made of myself, I have a benefit. See, this is the two kinds of things, Chaim. When you're being made, when you're involved in the case, and you have a benefit in the case. The Ketzayis is going to split hairs, if you don't mind me using the expression, make this tremendous chiluk. Doha, who ain't no made la'atzmo klal. I'm not being made for myself. There's a din Torah, somebody wants to take away the property for you. I'm not being made about myself. It's about something, the Eidus is about something else. But I will have a ramification. It will affect me. So when the Eidus is not on yourself, it's on someone else. But we say in 2 weeks, it may affect me, you don't become a baldover. The Lokech would say, I'll give you money. Testify on my behalf, I'll pay you. If the Lokech would say, see, this is Kashim in the Raisa. Sheva Bachov Shalcha, Ani Ephraim Avurcha, Nami, Ani Ephraim Avurcha. You know what he says? Listen, testify on my behalf. It's my property. If your creditor takes it away, I'll pay your creditor. He's Kashim in the Torah, Kashim. Not the Schaloid, Kashim in the Torah. See, again, the Ksais is going with this Shita. If you get a benefit, you kasha. Then came in a Torah kasha. So you know what the Ketzayis is saying? Beautiful. Midarais, it's kasha. So it's only midrabanan, it's puzzle. So that's only now, if it's nogeya, not if it's nogeya later. The Ketzayis is going to say, when it's a psul darais of nogeya, when you're a baltavar, when the Eidus directly affects you, that the Eidus is on you, it's puzzle midarais, then it's puzzle even next week. It's only this psul derabanan that you're benefiting from it, which is only the rabbanan, not the schaloid. That doesn't matter if it's later. This is the sight of the excites. Look inside. Vimkain, it's fascinating.
And he's holding that Tosus holds that too?
Yeah. Vimkain. Kivan de Minatera Kosh. Minatera, you see, Rabbi, in this case, when you sold the property, now there's a din Torah between the purchaser and some guy who's coming along. It's not I'm not involved in this case at all. You say, oh, but you'll get a benefit later if you become wealthy. If you become wealthy, so you'll benefit if your malva collects from him, because in 2 weeks you may have money, and then you'll benefit. We don't worry about 2 weeks, because this is not a psul bal davar karoif. This is not a psul daraisa. It's only neitel schar. You'll get a benefit. You're not being made on yourself. Ella the neitel schar. He's saying this is like getting money for your aidus. But you're not, the aidus is not on yourself. Al kopen medabon apostel. Lo hashta. See, the old Tais is saying, if it's only a psul derabonon, you're benefiting from your aidus when it's only a psul derabonon, when you're benefiting from your aidus. So then if it's not again now, it's okay. Lo chosh rabonon kim roe sheyavul, vev shalo yavul la'ayla. Shalgam medabonon kosher. So in other words, if midrabanan is possible, if you're getting paid to be made, because it's not future, it's now. Something future, they weren't guys. If you're being made, you don't have any money. So I'm being made on myself. If you're being made on yourself, then it doesn't matter. It's not nogel later. It'll be nogel later. Again, this is the holy tzais, the side of the tzais that we learned tonight. In other words, there's a psul derabanan. If you pay a guy to testify, he's getting pleasure. Midarais, it's kosher. People don't lie for money. Yidden don't lie for money. Kosher yidden. They don't lie for money. So you pay Aiden to testify on your behalf, not like the nesivis. I'm agreeing with the tzais that even if you pay them to testify what you want, say, I want you to testify, my wife committed adultery. Okay, give me $100, I'll testify. The kosher, the Aiden's midarais. Not like the nesivis in your argument, see. But if you made al shtaro shapara, avu da hashta einlo. But if I'm made on myself, I owe money, but I have no money, so I'll be made shtaro shapara. So even though it's only nogei late, it's puzzle, because this is a psul daraisa of Valdava. When it's puzzle daraisa, that's the principle of the ksais. If you're testifying on yourself, like here, I owe money. And I'll testify, my brother will testify, I'll testify, I paid up the chayv. Not no get at me now, I have no money now anyway. Yeah, but you'll have money next week. Then it's possible. If you're testifying on yourself, which is a psul daraisa, karoiv, then even if it'll be no get later, it's still possible. It's only not possible that psul derabana. When we say, oh, mid rabana, you're going to benefit, so if the benefit is later, they didn't make that psul derabana. But on the psul daraisa, like Tzai says, this is like this is the amazing yisoid of the tzais. As he says, harigam b'drabon kosher, aval heicha, it's a six from the bottom of the first column, aval heicha du mi'ed al shtaru shabara. But if I'm going to be made, remember the tzais is kosher, it's not going to get me now, why can't I testify? My contract was paid up. He says, no, you can't. Afgav da hashtein lo. Now it's not going to get me. So I have nothing now. Aruchob b'ligam esmen alokeach. And the Balchov is not even collecting from me. I can't testify. My relative can't testify. There's no gea psul min atayra. That's a nogea. You hear the difference, Rabbi Yisai? A nogea that's psul min atayra is when it directly affects you. It's you're involved in the din tayra. It may not affect you now, but you're involved in the tayra. We want to know, do you owe the money? If you owe the money, then... So you're testifying ultimately on yourself. You say, but it's not nogea me. But in 2 weeks, if you become wealthy, it will be nogea you. So it's possible. Because this psul daraisa of nogea applies even if it's going to be in 2 weeks. It's only that the rabbanic psul of nogea, when you're benefiting from the edus, that I only make if this benefit is now. Geheret Chaim. This is the Ir Shushan. This is what we learned. You're a Baldover. So it doesn't matter if the consequence will be if you become wealthy. But you're a Baldover. Brings another example inside. See, if we have a couple of minutes, I'd like to go back to the end. So this is principle. He brings example. So he says in the bottom paragraph of the second one, Fima Shabiyar. He's going to go back to one Gemara in Baba Basra. Fima Shabiyar in the bottom paragraph in the second column, all the way. Fima Shabiyar. If you're nogeya, in a case we're not being made latzmo, in the case like we sold the property and you're being behaved in behalf of your purchaser, you're not being nogeya, testifying on yourself. It's only that you'll get a benefit, so we don't mind if that benefit will be, if it'll be later, it doesn't count. The negation made latzmo, el b'shvil latzmo. He's not made atzmo, elo bishvil atzmo, means he'll have a benefit. Who kashim and atayim? Like when you're getting paid, like you're a svi. If I'm made for money, I mean made bishvil atzmo, I'm getting $100 to do it. But I'm not being made atzmo. Like when you're paying a guy to be made, the edus has nothing to do with me. I'm not a carve of the edus. I'm getting benefit. Kashim and daraisa. Rabbanu plash mitat schaloyid. So Rabbanu, the rabbis didn't like this. The rabbis puzzled.
Looks bad.
Maybe in Medeiros, maybe Chashid Midrabanan, the life of the money. The Hachshim Amidu B'fnei Baal Chova. Ah. Hachshim Amidu B'fnei Baal Chova. Kvari Arnu. They may tama. The Tzchaloid. Amidu B'fnei Baal Chova. It's not no get me. Somebody is suing my purchaser for the property. It's not my business. I sold him property. So I'm not being made of myself. That's only in the Taisis. It's also in the Psul de Rabbanan. It's not a karav. You're getting a benefit. It's a benefit later. We don't care. I'm testifying on the lokeach. I'm not testifying myself. The Eidus has nothing to do with me. Yeah, I'll get a benefit from it. If that benefit is later, then the Rabbanan weren't goyim. Im kein lefivze ad kusher shon leduchta. But I mean, nichli lavi lover rosh v'leisha. The Gemara is teretz. What is the Gemara answer? Nichli lavi rosh v'leisha. My gemul huzeh. What kind of gemul is this? Came the gemul of yoshiv lover rosh. The ad rosha lahayit sheker. I'll say that mashet tirtzu nogeya sul not meshaker. So what did Rishonim answer? The Rishonim answer, well, you're nogeya. So psul, even if you're not afraid, you're going to lie. But here he's not a baldava. The Ktzai says this answer doesn't answer the Gemara in Baba Basra. See, the Gemara in Baba Basra, he said, what did the Yeshushan say? He said, okay, you're not benefiting because you're being a bigger Russia. So I don't want to be a Russia, so I'll testify falsely in court. So you're a bigger Russia. He said, no, the psul is, so either reputation, either answer reputation. Or you say that the psul.
Here he has an immediate benefit. His reputation is immediate.
So
it's not a future benefit.
The other terrors. We want the other terrors. That's the other terrors. Immediate, that's fine. The terrors is that he shouldn't be a lover rush of La Yishalim.
Yes, so that's
a. He shouldn't be a lover of Shalim. So is that a psul d'agais to d'abanan? Does that make him, is he testifying on himself? No. Shalolav yilorash of Shalim, he's not testifying on himself. He's not testifying himself. So there's no psul of karav over here. Umashe tirtzu bazeh. The Rishonim answer, it's not a psul of shash mishaker, psul of karav. Zatik Sais, according to my sheet, it is not a karav, because he's not being made on himself.
But
he has a benefit, this emotional benefit for his reputation, so he won't be a lover of Russia. So we're saying, you're a lover, anyway, you're a Russia. It's not being, so we're saying you're a baldover. No, you're not a baldover here. Here you're not a car of latzmo because you're not being made on yourself. Mm-hmm. According to the Ktzais, that's why the Ktzais says the Ramban only gives the other teretz here, the reputation teretz. The Ramban says, this teretz, when we learned Baba Basra, so I told all of them, the two teretzim. According to this amazing Ktzais, there's only one teretz. You can't answer he's a baldover because he's not being made on himself. He gets a benefit. He won't be love of Allah Shalishan. Gets a benefit. But you can't say, he's possible because he's a baldover. It's only baldover that so says when you're being made on yourself. But he's not being made on himself. It's just that he'll be able to pay up his, it'll have to be affect him that he'll be able to pay up his loan. So that doesn't make you a baldover. It doesn't make you a karav. That's not a good teretz. You have to answer reputation.
You have been listening to a presentation of benstorah.com.